Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Excuse me, I'm just now getting online, folks. I was muted for a moment. Forgive me. It is Monday, June 15th, 2015, and my name is Gary L. Wimmer. And you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm glad to have you folks with us tonight. I'm trying to find my co-host, so I was talking to area code 502. Do you hear me, 502? Area code 502, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name, my dear?
Debbie.
Desi, is that correct?
No, Debbie.
Debbie, okay, Debbie. I will be getting back with you. Stick around, and I've got a couple guests before you, but we'll be getting back with you, okay, my dear?
Okay, thank you.
You too. And, again, trying to find my co-host here. If she decides to call in, you can, Paula, you can flash me on the chat room with your number, or email me, gw@garywimmer.com. So anyway, I am supposed to have a co-host, Paula, tonight, but until I connect with her, I will be your host. And again, good to have all you folks with us. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, and then we'll get into some readings and hopefully connecting with Paula. I started getting interested in psychic ability back in the 60s when I had a reading from a lady, astrology reading, and she told me I had a fair amount of natural psychic ability, which I had probably felt to some degree since a kid because of good intuition and good hunches about things and what seemed to be, now looking back, as almost premonitions. Little things, family things, but when she told me this in 1968, I think it was, seven, got my interest. So I began to study a lot about psychic ability and reading about psychics. Edgar Cayce was my favorite. And in finding out a lot about different psychics, I found that this made a lot of sense to me about God and the universe and the way things work and the spiritual abilities and naturalness of spiritual curiosity, that sort of thing, in all humans, and that's why we formed religions and so forth, and began to really investigate my own ability and moved to Austin. Another astrologer told me I was very gifted psychically. I should do readings, and I got into that in the early 70s. And in 1977, I had an incredible near-death experience. I wrote about that in my book, A Second to Eternity. And it's a very interesting story. If you're interested, check it out, A Second in Eternity. It's on Amazon and Kindle by yours truly, Gary L. Wimmer. During that experience, which happened in 77, I saw the Infinite Mind. I was one of those lucky individuals who got a ride there and back and didn't even get hurt in what could have been a very deadly accident. But since that time, what I experienced has been profoundly affecting me as far as making me aware that there is indeed infinite loving God, and infinite love is the key. And we can't really think in those terms as a human. It's possible to, but we can work toward it. We can get closer. We can love what we're around, what we deal with, who we are. We can forgive people who do things against us, that sort of thing. We can grow, we can evolve, we can learn a lot more about life, and we can certainly expand in our concepts of love and ourselves and our ability. In 1980, I met a very gifted lady who did a reading for me using stones, a method called lithomancy. And that's why I'll be doing some readings for you folks tonight. Just to give you a general quick breakdown of what lithomancy involves, it's the art of reading stones. There's been many different versions throughout history, but none of them are very well documented, like tarot cards or runes or palmistry. There's thousands of books. There's not many books on lithomancy. In fact, so few that I kept writing a book starting in 2000. I started writing The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and that's LITHOMANCY. You can also find out a lot about me and what I do by going to lithomancy.com, LITHOMANCY.com. And you can also check out Psychics Gone Wild, a lot of great psychics on there. If you do go to the Psychics Gone Wild, we hope all you folks do or have or will, be sure and click the contact link on the left side. Give us your contact information, and we will set you up for prizes and awards and so forth. So, having wandered around this conversation, in 1980, when a lady did a reading for me, a lady named Alice Worrall, with stones, it fascinated me. She taught me her method, and I began using that in 1980 and have used it ever since. And what it involves is 16 stones. There's 10 planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And there are 6 personal stones: love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And what happens when I'm in person with somebody, they drop these stones. When I'm doing it over the phone, over the radio, like tonight, or over the internet or Skype, I ask the person to say drop. I drop the stones for them in essence, and I read the pattern in either case like a clock. I start in the center, read up to 12 o'clock, and then around, with each hour representing a week approximately. It's an art, not a science, as is psychic ability in general. It's certainly not a science. It's a human methodology. So, of course, there's days you're better and days you're not quite as sharp. So that's basically how I give lithomancy readings. And I will try area code 239 to see if this is my host of this call. 239, are you?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Yes, hi, this is Lana. And
What's your name, my dear? Lana. Okay, Lana, I tell you what, I'm still trying to find my co-host. I thought you might be her. We will be getting with you, and I'm going to take some calls in the order they came, and we will be getting with you fairly soon. So stick with us, okay, Lana?
Okay, thank you.
Stay with us, my dear. Yeah,
I have
a fair amount of callers, and my co-host, if you hear me, Paula, be sure and email me, gw@garywimmer.com. Or gwim37@gmail.com. And email me your phone number or how we can connect so I can get you on the show here, dear. Having said that, I'm going to go to Nathan, which is the first caller for tonight. And Nathan, how are you doing, my man? Are you there, Nathan? 951? Well, we will get back to Nathan in a second. We will move on to the next caller, which is Felicia, and this is area code 414. Are you with us, Felicia?
Yes. How are you?
Good, my dear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm great. That's fine.
Well, that's always the best place to start. It is. Absolutely. I'm doing good, and it's going to get better from there.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do a lithomancy reading for you, covering the next couple months?
Sure.
Okay, my dear, what I'm doing is I'm charging up these 16 stones in my hand, and Nathan 951 will be with you soon, as we will with 571, 502, and 293, and 111. So having said that, Felicia, I'm charging these stones up, and all I have to do If you write one time very clearly, just say drop. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
All right. Well, it feels like you're looking forward after some complications emotionally, changes in your life, unexpected turns, and you've been making some pretty empowering decisions as to how you're going to organize in spite of or because of these issues. And that's a good commitment to keep yourself geared toward, because in the next week to 2 weeks, as you maintain a feeling of balance, of harmony, of being able to correct the past as best as possible, that sort of thing, you can you're going to find yourself more in balance and more at peace and more and more recognizing more how you're actually bringing luck to yourself and going from some difficult things in the past to some pretty liberating things in the future, especially concerning your direction, love, men, how you feel about things, how you plan, and how you make decisions. And from the third, fourth, and fifth week, that is what's coming into play, and it's really liberating for you. It's really liberating for you. It feels like you're doing a lot of processing of past information in order to really get a fresh view of how you want to go, what you feel about relationships, what you feel about yourself, how you feel whether it's lucky or marked by the past. And I suggest you think in terms of how lucky you are and how balanced you are, because that opens up the court for you to see more of that. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, when you really do see that and you have these very like magical experiences with men, with direction, with your own determination, by the seventh and eighth week, this is going to show you how you really used a lot of decision-making power to bring a lot of luck into your environment, to bring fresh plans into your environment, and how much you process what you've been learning in order to make like a permanent part of your psyche, of your system, of your methodology. There's some strong triangles in this reading, pyramids. I've seen a lot of those lately in people's readings. Maybe it's the time for people to really line things up, but that's what they indicate. And at the very top of this is relationships and balance and harmony and your sense of freedom and how it affects you in terms of love, breaking out of old patterns of how you see love and into new ones of what you deserve. Because that not only helps you with career and finances, it helps you with future plans so you feel like you're not doing the same thing over and over and over and getting different results or hoping for different results. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're happy with that, Felicia. That's 3 months in 3 minutes or so. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless you, girl. You have a good day. We appreciate you calling in. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, thank you. And if we didn't have callers, this would be a very boring show. So we're always glad to have you folks call in. And, Paul, I'm still trying to find you. Maybe you're trying to find me. So I just said Psychics Going Wild in the chat room. Paula. So let me see if we have any number here. No. 111. We will get to you in just a moment. But I want to find out who you are. 111. Are you with us?
Yeah.
And what's your name? Teresa?
Melissa.
Once again, I can barely hear you.
Melissa.
Say it again, dear. Yeah.
Melissa.
Speak a little loud.
Marissa?
Melissa.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. I finally got it. Melissa, I will be getting back with you in just a few moments, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good, girl, good. Going to go try Nathaniel one more time. Are you with us, Nathaniel?
Yes, I sure am. I'm sorry I wasn't there. I didn't even know.
Well, that's okay, man. We're with you now, and we're going down in order of people called. How can I help you, brother?
I was wondering if you'd do throw some stones for me.
I sure could and sure will.
Okay.
And I'll give you what I say is 3 months in 3 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, this is a learned technique. I have a lot of people rather fascinated, especially if I do a 30-minute reading or 45-minute reading, what I can pick up. And I have practiced it, no doubt. You have to practice to become better at anything. And that's a lot of it. Practicing, learning to read symbolism. When I read, I just am looking at these stones, but because of what they mean and how they point and how they touch and how they clutter up and all the little nuances of how they lay in this pattern, that's what I actually read in order to make sense of it. And having said that, Nathaniel, I've been charging these stones up. All you have to do, my brother, is say drop one time. It's up to you.
Drop.
There you go. Well, you're about to move forward with a lot of healing passion and a lot of determination to bring yourself into not only a lucky situation, but one of more confidence, belief in yourself, and simply one of more focused attention and direction. In other words, you're kind of realigning yourself with what does work and can work and will work and the powers you do have, rather than frustrated what's not happening in your life. Use what is happening to be empowered and to see that there are right now in front of you, you've got everything you need to take the next step. And it feels like the next step for you is not having to self-doubt. It's not a switch, it's not a button, but it's something that can be attained through practice. So it feels like this next week, 2 weeks, in various ways, you're going to be challenging yourself in one way or another with confidence, with direction, with relationships, with your how you want to make money, how you want to take the next move ahead in your life. And it feels like by the third and fourth week, it all kind of starts happening at once. And it's not an accident. It's because you've planned it, and it's because you put it into play. And I feel like there's things about love that you're going to feel much more empowered about, communication issues around your home, your environment. And when these all take form, it really shows you that it's not been an accident, that you have brought this about. Because right now you have sort of like an empty canvas that you can paint, a horizon that you can see, you can put up what you want. Or you can get on a wild pony and ride across the horizon. But you've got this open space that you can fill up with new hope and dreams and aspirations and determination and direction and all that sort of thing. So as you do it in these first couple of weeks and stop worrying about what the past or what you can't change, by the third and fourth week here, you get sort of this avalanche of good activity. And it's not just on a particular date. It feels like it's just a period in your life. You really recognize that how you plan this first week or two actually results in what happens in weeks 3, 4, and 5. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're emotionally, and it feels like romantically inspired. You've accomplished sort of what you're setting out to do as far as not only bringing new strength to yourself and confidence, but setting yourself up from like the seventh and eighth and ninth week where you really have the power to direct yourself in the future with even more confidence. It's like if you learn to play in the key of G, you can learn to play in the key of B flat, just a couple notes difference. And by the end of this 3 month period, you're actually starting a cycle of luck in your life that's you kind of feel like, well, it's been a long time waiting on this, but at the same time, you created it. So it's not an accident.
In 3 weeks, you say, like 4th of July?
Well, I'm not putting a date on it, but it seems like this first couple weeks is you doing a lot of rectifying with yourself, a lot of letting go of your doubts, giving yourself a break, seeing all the good things you can do rather than the mistakes we all make. And it feels like by the third and fourth and fifth week here, there's just a lot of results of that, of your planning. So don't cut yourself short when you're cleaning out the garage, your psyche, your spirit, your past. Clean everything out and fill it full of good energy. Because at the end of this 3 month period, you're going to really realize that you've created it. What were you saying?
I can feel it coming on, and I've been cleaning up all the stuff that I have, you know, going through all the things that I have and stuff.
Well, that's what it feels like. It's a good process. You're not finished yet, but you're, you know, into the activity already, yes.
Kind of been wrestling with it, you know.
Life is juggling, wrestling, hoping, getting frustrated, trying over, this sort of thing. So, keep yourself inspired, man. That's what I feel.
Hey, well, super.
Good,
hey,
man.
Thanks a lot, here. Yeah.
You too, brother, and have a good evening. And to Nathaniel and all you folks, you can probably listen. I think you can. You could listen back on this broadcast and probably download it to your computer, and you can hear again what's going on and your own reading. So be sure and tune back in. Still waiting to connect with Paula. Paula, you may be there listening to this, and I can't find you. So until I get something in the chat room or in my email, Paula, I don't know what number to recognize you on. Having said that, I'm going to move to Steve. Steve, are you with us at 571?
Yes, I'm here.
How can I help you, my man?
I would like for you to throw the stones for me.
Okay, my man, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm charging them up, as I do, in my hands. And I had a lady once about, a couple weeks ago, ask me if I had something electronic that I was putting them in. I kind of chuckled and said, no, I just charge them up in my hand. It's probably more ritual than necessity, but it's also ritual to practice a piano so you become better at it. So my method works by me charging them up and by me having you, Steve, whenever it feels right, sometimes say drop, okay?
Drop.
Yeah, boy, you're ready to go, man. Well, you know, right at the top, it feels like issues of love, emotions, and relationships, you're doing a lot of sorting out of that. There's a lot of both things from the past that are affecting you, and you're making some kind of breakthroughs in these next couple weeks. I mean, it feels like part of you is still fighting things you can't change and surprised by turns that happened in life and maybe disillusioned to some degree. But there's so much intuitive energy. You've got Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus all right in the center. And that's a lot of intuitive, psychic, spiritual ability. So this is a time for you to really learn these parts of yourself that are highly creative, even if you don't know how to plug them in right now. When I started teaching myself piano, I had no idea what clubs I'd be playing at. I just knew that if I learned piano, I could play those clubs, and if I didn't, I couldn't. So this first couple weeks for you is a lot of retuning into your spiritual ability, getting grasp of yourself in a very empowering way, seeing all these changes and this uncertainty as things that can give you new goals and bring you a whole new way of looking at your environment, communication, decision, plans on your life, direction, finances, stability within your home life. It's kind of like when you turn everything around and see the other side of it. There's on the side of each heavy weather is the fact that you need the water. We need the rain, that sort of thing. It's making sense to you, my man?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So as you go through this, kind of confusing what you might think of as a minefield in a way, in these next couple of weeks, guess what? You get to walk, you learn to walk through a minefield and not be harmed, feeling a lot better, that sort of thing. And that's a talent you'd never learn if you didn't go through this period of rehashing things, relooking at things. But every time you rehash something, learn from it and then let go, because that's what you're going through now, is what to let go of, what to hold on to. What you want to hold on to are the good memories and what you learned. What you don't want to hold on to is the things you had no control over or the things that hurt, because you can't change that part of the past, but you can learn from it. And if you do so, by the third and fourth and fifth week here, as I was saying, you're going to be under very fortunate circumstances with your home up with new plans, with new direction, with new, it's almost like you can look at new jobs, new parts of your career, new education, new ways of making money, new finances, and certainly how you're going to eventually look toward relationships and have things about relationships straightened out in the future, probably in a way you can't even imagine right now. So don't let yourself be torn apart by the process of growing, stretching. You know, there's a lot of breakthroughs coming, just like there's been a lot of confusion. The two work together. If you don't have some challenges and chaos in life, you'll never learn how to succeed at challenges or break through chaos and make order out of it. And by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, that's what you do. It's not overnight, but you really set your mind in motion now how you're going to come out ahead and come out inspired, because the other options suck. They're no fun. So set your mind on that, and just like you set your mind on winning the 100-yard dash rather than tripping, you're probably going to win the 100-yard dash more than likely. And if you set your mind on tripping, guess what you're going to do? So you set your mind on your highest goal right now, the highest way how things can come out the best for you. And it's not selfish, because there's some things you have to grasp for and learn and bring to yourself, and there's some things you have to let go of so they can actually be in the past and they can regrow, and if it's appropriate, come back. And from the 9th to the 12th week, it feels like this whole thing you've gone through on emotions and relationships and love has not only brought you fresh confidence and power and a lot of things you wouldn't have learned had everything worked smoothly as predicted or hoped for, but you're coming out of this with so much more knowledge, new techniques, new ideas, style, flair, competence as far as faith in yourself and belief in yourself. And it's based on you looking forward in your life and relationships and love, and things you can do rather than what you're doing right now is sort of recognizing that that's where you want to go. So you are letting go of the past in order to set up these good conditions for yourself in the next couple of weeks. And that proves to you that not only can you play the piano, but you can play in any key. And that helps you really line your life up in ways from the 7th and 8th to 9th, both on a practical scale with finances, and eventually from the 9th to the 12th week on how you have really come out of a confusing period with an amazingly new, fresh view of love, yourself, relationships, possibilities in the future and all that. So take the whole shakeup as a gift in a way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it totally makes sense, because I was making plans to do this and that a couple of years ago, and then I had a retinal attachment in my eye, and the last 2 years have been really difficult, but I recently got my eye operated on, and things are changing, and everything's just coming, you know, and I've really learned a lot in the last 2 years, you know, just spiritually and psychically and all kinds of stuff, and it's kind of been a result of this happening to me, you know, so I've looked at it as
absolutely.
In disguise.
There are no accidents. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. And the more you can grow spiritually, you know, there's no limit to that. There's a limit to how fast you can drive and how much pizza you can eat. There's no limit to how much you can grow spiritually.
Even even recently, through my getting the surgery and planning to go, other people have benefited from just me doing this and have learned information from me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just like those things just keep happening all the time now.
Yeah, and it feels like you're on this really healing, giving, higher dimension, higher spirituality point. So it all takes practice, and it all takes letting go of your fears and your doubts, but that's what you're going through. That's why these changes are happening to you, so you learn directly how to bring what you want to yourself more than what you fear.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you, man.
I just want to say one last thing, and you mentioned about me changing the way I work and all that stuff. I really just made a decision the other day just going forward with that and everything. So that was very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you have to just take the best you can and follow your gut feeling, and there's nothing absolutely guaranteed in life other than the fact that we will leave it, you know, and go to the other side. That's it. Only thing is absolutely guaranteed. But be surprised how much you can influence what looks like an outcome and turn it from a piece of crap to a diamond.
Yeah, I just
think
see
about
it
that.
Happening. I just see it coming.
Be patient, be vigilant.
Okay, thank you.
Vigilant, that's a new word. I meant diligent and valiant at the same time. So whatever that new word, I hope it helps you, Steve. God bless you, man. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. And to Paula, wherever you are, I'm sorry I can't seem to find you here. But we'll continue the show and we'll figure out how to sync up next week. Supposed to have a co-host with me tonight named Paula, and we will get with her next week. My apologies. Having said that, we're moving to 502. Deb, are you with us, my dear?
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, how are you, girl?
Fine, thank you.
How can I help you, my dear?
I was wondering if you do a reading.
I sure will. Where are you from?
Kentucky.
In the South?
Yes.
Kentucky, okay. Yeah, I was trying to pinpoint the accent. You, even when I heard it, you made me talk a little bit more Southern. You know? I've lived in Texas my whole life, and I've tried to not sound too Texan, but I know it's certainly in there. I hear it a lot when I listen back to my own voice, even though I try to not talk too much that way. It's we are products of our environment, folks. What we know, what we see, what we do, who are around, we certainly are. And hopefully we always break free of the old and embrace the new, even though we are in certain predicaments, cultures, with certain sets of biases and so forth. Having said all that, Debbie, I'm putting your energy into these stones. And all you have to do, my dear, one time very clearly is just say drop, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. You got the love stone at the very top. And you've actually got the magic stone in Venus, so if you're not in a relationship, it sure feels like you're getting a lot of things shining about yourself, so you will be. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Well, it sure feels like I said you're shining yourself up.
I have a lot of guy friends, but I'm not in a relationship.
Well, it feels like you're doing a lot of things with people you care about, especially yourself. And going through this period in the next week or two, I think you're going to start realizing how many opportunities you have for yourself. Not only in the romantic field, you know, choose to accept. Oh, not only in the romantic field. Can you hear me now, Will?
Yes.
Girl? But also in how you're organizing, how you're planning, how you're, it's almost like, are you in college, in school?
No.
Okay, well, it certainly feels like there's a lot of learning that you're going through in these next couple weeks. And it's in a way that empowers you, really brings you back to being fresh with yourself. And not only about looking to what you want for relationships, but I feel like it's sort of opening up a whole new career path for you in several ways. And I don't think it's something immediate, but I think over the next several months and longer, you will probably be pursuing other fields. It feels like getting education, stretching out, trying different jobs, different things, or getting very creative where you're at, or both. Because by the second into the third week here, you are really to yourself a lot of management, bringing things under control, not letting the tough parts of your life, whether it's work or whatever, or stress or this sort of thing, not letting that play its hand on you so much, learning to be inspired more at every moment. It feels like in this first week or two, because you know somewhere down there that you're want to get your package more together, so to speak.
Right.
And the most important part of that is the relationship with yourself. The relationship with other people is certainly important, whether it's job, or love, or family. But the relationship with ourselves makes all that possible. That's why I feel this whole thing of love in you being a very powerful tool here in the next couple of weeks, redefining it for yourself, how it helps you with balance, how it helps you deal with the unpredictable around you, how it helps you become sure of maybe A or B, and you don't have to decide on D or E right now. So you go from a point of feeling, like things are heavy, point where things are balanced, harmonious, and almost magical. You feel the things. You know what's next. You know what your new plans are. You know how to deal with men better. You know what you want in your environment, in your life. And that's as you become more aware of what you know about that, then you can start actually bringing it into your life. So a lot of what you feel that you can't quite put your finger on is love. It really is. It's you evolving to a new point of love with yourself so you can be like in high gear, not sort of in neutral or park, but really, be kicking ass. Points,
I'm
breaking
trying.
Through. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it really
I do.
It feels like this love you have for yourself is the most important thing for you. And that by the third and fourth and fifth week here, it feels like you're bringing new ideas about place to yourself and certainly new directions regardless of what went through in the past. Because by the seventh and eighth and ninth week, you're going to realize how a lot of the stuff you went through in the past served a purpose, helped you become more versatile, helped you be forgive yourself and other people more. It was necessary for you to heal and let go of like old dreams so you could take on new things that you can accomplish from this moment forward. So you don't feel like you've screwed up or wasted time or all that sort of thing. But that's all finally making sense. I just realized in an honest confession to all you folks, in the last 4 or 5 years, I realized why I never made a hit in music. I never had the great voice, so I knew that labels wouldn't come signing me up. But I did promote songs to just about everybody in the industry. Excuse me. And at one point, I had everybody from Ray Charles to Garth Brooks to Randy Travis to Marty Balin, all interested in my songs, but I never got the final cut. And I kind of felt bad about that up till about 5 years ago when I quit playing professionally because I got tired of moving the gear around and got back pain. And I finally decided I'm just going to dedicate myself full time to my psychic work. And not only has it been more profitable than my music, which is not to say a whole lot, but I realize now why I didn't become a hit in music, because I probably would have moved to Nashville and tried to write country songs for country artists that I really don't care about, and the style of music I really don't care about. So it took me 40 years to realize why things in my life had not gone quite as way as I expected. I did make a living. I traveled. I did a lot of what I wanted to do. But everybody wants to be, closer to the top in some field than closer to the bottom. And I was a working musician. More of my story is a lot of what we don't understand now. If we put love into ourselves and the situation and lighten up and see all the new possibilities, it's a practical technique to make those things happen, just like it's a practical technique to practice piano so you can actually play. Your fingers don't get to move because you want them to. They get to move correctly because you practice. And so I feel like from the 7th and 8th and 9th week, you're going to be able to look back and see a lot of what went on in your life threw you off course in a way that's empowering rather than any sort of bitterness or frustration. And that's what's really going to open you up for the 9th week on to like a whole new series of goals in your life, and probably goals that you hadn't been able to think about clearly because they hadn't seemed to be attainable. But as you start this whole new feeling of love within your life, you're going to feel it. Wow, it all starts here. And the more love you feel for yourself, the more you can give to other people, the better the world becomes, the more you start setting up a scenario for good things to happen for you, blah, 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 blah. It's a technique. Does that help you, Mike?
It sure does, and I appreciate that.
You too. You too. And be sure and listen back. Love first. Bottom line, when we talk about, well, when we talk about God or religion or peace, you know, the words love, peace, harmony always come into play, and they're not, it's not an accident. It's because that's what we want to experience in life. So bring it into yourself first and watch it just change your whole life. You're at a perfect position for this to happen because of everything you've been through and the pressure and the changes. It's like, hey, here's a completely new side of this that you can master in sooner time than you believe. It's almost like you're getting in love again. I'm surprised you're not, but you're certainly setting yourself up, not only for that, but for this whole new series of plans and hopes and dreams for your life. And why not? You with me, girl?
Thank you. Yeah, I sure do. Thank you much. And I will keep in touch and let you know what comes up.
Okay, Debbie. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. We certainly appreciate all you. And 239-111, I will be with you in just a second. I'm going to get a little bit of water. I'm going to play just about a minute of a song I wrote called When Our Hearts All Beat Together, and I will be right back with you. 239-111, Lana and Melissa, stick around. Give me just a minute here. Yes, folks, that's a song I recorded in a garage, basically, studio about 20 years ago. It's not a fresh cut, obviously. And I was a great singer, greatest singer, as I promised you, folks, but also promised you, Lana and Melissa, I would be with you. So, Lana, you are on next. Code 39. You with me, my dear?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Now, would you like a 3-month reading?
Sure. Definitely.
Okay, my dear. Okay, you probably know the way this works now. I'm charge up these stones for a moment. Get them in my hands. Put your energy into them, my dear. And as they get warm, which they are, I ask you to, whenever it feels right for you, one time, just say drop. I'll drop them and I'll go from there. Okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you, Lana.
Drop.
All right. Well, you've got two pretty nice stones right in the center, and that is the Life Stone and Venus. And Venus is pointing right at the life stone. So it feels like you're entering a period in your life, and it's not an accident. It's by decision-making and so forth. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to really feel emotionally like relieved in a lot of way and inspired with both decision-making, with communication, with how it affects your environment. And it's helping you in how you work with men, see men. Are you in some relationship right now?
Yes and no.
Okay, well, it certainly feels like you're in a good position to make it a yes should you want it to be a yes. Because
okay.
The thing I feel at the very top here are decision-making about emotions and home and how you expand. And you know, there's no guarantee of anything. But if you do want someone to be with you and love you, and I know it's a challenge because as a man, I was always the guy who never made a commitment. So I certainly know how men do that. Did it most of my life until someone said, "That's why girls quit dating you after a while, Gary." Duh. Thank God someone told me that. Actually, the man who's singing backup on that song, "When Our Hearts All Beat Together," man, friend of mine named Keith told me that in 1987, my 40th birthday, blew my mind. So I know from that point on, I started making commitments and relationships, and I know how men can be oblivious to that and how much you women want to do this without having to take a frying pan and hit over the guy's head. Look, I want to marry her. I want to be with you. I want this to work or something. You can only put out your best effort, and you can only make yourself shine. And you can, and the more you do that to yourself, the more he can pick it up, the more other people can pick it up, the more empowered you feel. And that's why I said this first week or two is you making these decisions about how you're going to see your life with balance and with harmony and with you being an active player in it rather than whatever gets dealt my way. Because by the second and into the third week, you're finding yourself in a more fortunate situation with the man, with yourself, with direction, with your ability to choose. And it's almost like in the third and fourth week, you're choosing between good options on both sides. It's like if it moves forward, fine. If it doesn't move forward, fine, because I'm going to feel good anyway. And that's a point that you really want to be at. I'm not saying that it's not going to work or that it is going to work. I'm just saying you are becoming so I guess determined in your own way that you want to be in balance and you want to be at peace and you don't want to be torn apart by things, but you want to be glued together, that you're gluing together the parts of you that are inspiring and empowering. And that's contagious. I feel like he certainly picks up on it and almost like gives you both fresh options. So things kind of have to go up through they have to go through change to get to the next spot. And they have to go through evolution to get to the higher terrain spiritually and mentally and plan-wise. So you just do the best you can to make this work. Envision in your mind how you want it to see, one way or the other. And the most important thing for you to see is how emotionally you're going to be inspired and empowered. Because as you bring that into play, in fifth week, not only do you have a almost like a fresh outfit for yourself, a fresh shield of protection and a ability to be spontaneous and free at the same time. So it's like the best of both worlds. And by the sixth and seventh week, it feels like that really brings love into your life in a way that looks more committed, more predictable and understandable and knowable. And it also shows you how a lot of your fears that you've overcome them. And it's because in this first week or two, you're setting yourself up to just be emotionally inspired rather than choosing the opposite. You know, like I said, there's no guarantee of anything. Even we'll be here tomorrow. There's not a guarantee. We probably will be. So you will probably be still dealing with these decisions about your emotions. And you will probably, through this next couple of weeks, come to a series of conclusions about yourself that really raise your standards for yourself. And that raises your standards of how much you can risk who you are and what you are and what you feel. And that's why I feel like from the 9th to the 12th week, not only have you overcome some of your doubts and fears, but you've realized how you're going to bring relationships, plans for the future, things about your home. You're going to bring those all into play because you, it's like you don't want to be playing ping pong with yourself forever. You're going to get a lot established. That's going to be more determined, more fixed, and so forth. But you have to go through this couple weeks of redeciding about everything, and that's good. It's fresh decisions about some of the same things, about new things, and about you recognizing to yourself that, you know, I want to come out of this all empowered. And so set your mind on that, set your heart on that, set your spirit on that. And that puts about as much good momentum on the love thing as you can create. You can't make other people love you, like you, respect you, vote for you, anything. You know, you can affect them. You can influence them. You can't make them. But you can make yourself, or again, I'd rather use the word allow, you can allow yourself to be very inspired, and that's what it feels like. It's so empowering for you in this first week or two. To just see yourself as emotionally empowered, and then you'll learn where to direct that empowerment and how to direct it. It's almost like more intuitive. Once you realize you've got the gift, now you can figure out where to put it. And it's certainly putting it into feeling new standards for yourself in love, new luck, and new flexibility all at once. So you come out ahead in both worlds. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Does.
Well, good, Lana. God bless you, girl. Check out Psychics Gone. Yeah, you too. And check out what I do, lithomancy.com for all you folks. That's lithomancy.com. Or you can just Google Gary Wimmer, Wimmer, and you can find me. And you can certainly go to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. Check out psychicsgonewild.com. And having said that, Melissa, you've been with us for a while, girl. You still there?
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Good. How are you?
Oh, compared to 5 minutes of the crazy stuff I see on news every day, I'm doing pretty well, you know. So can I help you, my dear? Can I give you a 3-month reading or just some questions?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, just, you know, the next couple of months.
Okay, my dear. You have probably heard how this works. I'm charging the stones up. All you have to do when it feels right, one time very clearly, say drop. We'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you, Melissa.
Drop.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, I think because you're a lady, and you ladies are very complex about love, I feel like you've got new ideas about love coming into yourself. If it almost feels like you're dating somebody new or getting ready to date somebody new, because it feels like you're really experiencing love. And even if you can't put your finger on where this is going or how things should go, you don't necessarily have to know at this moment. Are you going with somebody now?
Well, there's somebody that I have my eye on. You know,
it's what it felt like because you've got Neptune there, which is Neptune is like new hopes and wishes and desires and plans, and it feels like they're good ones. It feels like the guy is good, even if he's kind of, I guess, I don't know if it's preoccupied or coming or going or out of the picture a little bit or not as much in as you like. In a way, it looks like watching from a distance gives you good intuition in order to know how and how soon and how much to let this person in. And that's a good decision. That's a good decision because you ladies have to decide that. We're ready 24/7, 365, you know. And we're simple about that. But being a lady is not, because we all breed, we don't. You do have to take all this emotional complexity into account. And as you do so in these next couple of weeks, not only is it going to help you recognize how you want to deal with him and love and how you become more inspired and more open and, like, grow a little bit and evolve a little bit and how it changes your feelings about yourself and what you feel about men. It opens up a lot more good, bad, and ugly, all three. But the good is what you want to center on. Knowing the bad and the ugly just means you don't want to step in that pile of crap, right? But if you know it, you know where it is. So by the third and fourth and fifth week here, it feels like through these, almost like the research you're doing in this first couple weeks, brings you a whole new, almost like fluidness. Now you can really turn your magic on in the way you want because you've done your balancing within yourself, your harmony within yourself first, and so you don't have, so you come across real desirous, interesting, fascinating, not predictable, feminine, those sorts of things. And that really helps you from the fourth and fifth and sixth week here bring this luck into your life as far as place, communication, decision making, having a new sense of power, esteem, and confidence in your life. And that all those things affect relationships. And all those are part of this sort of new look at love you're doing right now and how you want to see it in the future as opposed to how we've seen it in the past. Because everybody has some scars and some bumps and some past history when things weren't as nice as life or as rewarding. Well, I'm saying the first couple weeks here is you really expanding your concepts of love. And by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you get this flexibility and this feeling of communication and empowerment about your place, about your environment, about where to go next, your decision making. And that seems to bring you a level of confidence, not only in this relationship, but in relationships, to where you're not apprehensive, you're bold. And you know you can be bold because you can shift things too. If the waters get too rough, you can hop over here. If it gets too boring, you can add some salt and pepper. You with me?
So I'm going to like this. Yeah, so you're saying the person I have my eye on, I'm going to wind up liking.
Well, I think you already do like him.
I do.
Yeah, what you want to do is learn more about him, both directly and indirectly. And it feels like you want to be braver and more visible without being corny or deliberate.
Exactly,
Yeah, young guys are a challenge because I was there and I know how much testosterone we have to deal with. It's just overwhelming, you know. So, yeah, we get pulled all sorts of ways. But that's where I think you're bringing your feminine power into play here, probably more than you realize you have or could.
So you're saying in the next few weeks?
Yeah, next couple of weeks. It's not a particular day. This first couple of weeks is you examining. The third to the sixth week is you feeling the results of that examination, empowerment, decision-making, luck. The sixth to the ninth week is showing you how you it feels like that's the time this relationship is really starting to take form. And from the ninth to 12th, the ninth to 12th week, so you've gone through all your fears and your doubts, and you managed to conquer them a lot. You come out ahead at the end of this 3 month period with knowledge of what you're seeking about now, love, balance, harmony, how men fit in your life, how you feel, what you want your new plans to be, how to react, how to think, how to be enticing without being corny. Good reward, girl. Gotta go. Only got 30 seconds. I hope that helps you, Melissa.
Yes, thank you so much, Gary, for taking my call. That's really amazing.
You too, girl. You have a good night. Stay empowered. And to all you folks that listened in tonight on the archives, this is Gary L. Wimmer from LITHOMANCY.com, lithomancy.com, or check me out on Psychics Gone Wild. See you folks next Monday, psychicsgonewild.com. Thank you.